Hello, everyone. Sis Society here. We are so honored to have you back for another episode of our Taboo Talks, this conversation. I'm so excited for having us, Dania Levy and Heather. Will be here with us as well. Thank you. Very precious to me, the Ankh. Hello, beloved.
Hi.
Welcome, welcome. Heather's joining us now. So this is our last episode covering the topic of play parties for those of you who've been tuning in. Hi, Heather. Oh, some of my favorite people in the world. Yeah, so we're cis and we have these taboo conversations every Wednesday to explore the unexplored realms around our sensuality, intimacy, and sexuality. And tonight we have the honor of chatting with my beloved Daniel Levy. He is a real life pleasure priest. He is a community connector and is deeply passionate about intentional connection, sensual movement, acro yoga, ecstatic partner connection dancing. He's also the founder and creator of multiple businesses, including Humandalas, which is an intentional community connection kind of setting. I can have you explain this more too, Daniel. And also villages.io, which is an alternative currency platform. So without further ado, I'm just gonna have you introduce yourself, Daniel, and share what you want with everyone here tuning in.
Okay, aloha, I'm Daniel Levy, and I am passionate about connection in general. I love acro yoga, contact dance, massage, aquatic body work. I created the Humandalas workshop, which is like such an incredible way to connect with people in a really safe, family-friendly container. Villages is a way to build more trust and resilience in local communities. So I'm just passionate about connection, passionate about community building. I'm passionate about sensuality and sensual touch and connection as well. I find it so healing and nourishing for me. Soft, light touch and just exploring all the realm of touch. I think of myself as a pansensual person. So I'm someone that not necessarily being sexual with everybody, but I am very just sensual. I love just touch and exploring sound a lot. You know, a lot of connection for me is about sound and finding just peak pleasure experience through our shared toning and resonance and things like that. That's a little bit about me.
Thank you. Yeah. And this is maybe some new ideas and words and concepts for some of you who might be watching this to hear. And I would love to go more into all of this in depth with pleasure, with senses, and how this relates to the group settings as well. But first of all, we want to ask you a question. So Heather, do you want to ask this question?
Yeah, I decided that we want to open up calls with the same question every week, and we both channeled the following question. Really curious about where you're going to get. So we want to know, what is the purpose of sexuality?
Purpose of sexuality?
In your life.
Well, I'll say that I tend to be I'm just a very sensual being. Like, I feel like sensual connection. I feel like gravity, you know, the wind is like touches me sensually and like turns me on, I can like be breathing and just like the smell of flowers or the environment where I am will just like get my whole energy system going. I think sexuality is a primal creation, like energetic force. It's the energy that drives creation, that causes evolution, and that causes humans to create, to reproduce, right? I mean, sexuality is life. It's the life force energy. And as long as it's consensual, right? Consensual, and I just love it. It's powerful. It's healing. It's beautiful. And it's a shame that people have so much shame around it. That people can't. Like me, I choose to enjoy it, embrace it. It's just a beautiful thing. There's nothing to be ashamed of, in our sexuality. Sex is beautiful, yes, sex is beautiful. Sexuality is beautiful. It's just beautiful. And like I think that I just can't be like personally like in relationships and relating. It's like I want to be empowered. I just love it. I like Elfina and I have been partnering for a little while here since July and exploring with open relating and I just I am just such a sensual, sexual being, and I don't feel I'm not doing it. It's consensual, and everybody's enjoying themselves. I think that's great. For me, it's just so healing. It's grounding. It nourishes my soul. It makes me feel empowered. I have neurological issues, and it just calms everything. Being touched sensually, being in the sensual or sexual space, just calms my the healing power of it is just so clear in my eyes, in my being. It's just so obvious, the healing power of se sexuality and sensuality. And I'm glad that I don't have as much stigma around it as many people do. I guess I kind of grew up with it being destigmatized. I guess I'll say my father was a reproductive biologist. My mom is bisexual or lesbian, and had a had other lovers. And for me, my first sexual experiences were in groups too. And I mean, I don't, and I'm one who I don't feel you have to be in love to enjoy sex with someone. And also, you don't have to have you don't have to be in love to enjoy sex, and you don't have to have sex just because with people you're in love with too. It's like you can, all the dynamics are unique and beautiful, and we can definitely be embracing all the different types of relationships. And I have so many I have so many, I guess, partners maybe that I love with all my heart that I'm not sexual with, and I think all these things, it's like every relationship is so unique and beautiful. I think it's important to just be present with the dynamics of what our relationships are, and not too caught up in stories of romanticism. But maybe this is going far into the non-monogamy realm. But we can bring it back to pleasure parties, pleasure play parties.
They're very obviously, and yeah, what's coming through as well. Thank you for sharing sharing your perspective and answering that question for first time asking it. So I'm grateful for that perspective. And you too. Well, I have a because Danielle, you've been navigating the playbook space before you met, and I'm just curious now that you have a primary relationship, I'm would call it. How do you navigate space differently when you go to play parties together?
Me and Alfina went to a went to a play party just the other night, and it was really fun one. Well, we didn't really discuss boundaries specifically for that party before, although we could have, and that might have been better. But we discussed pretty clear our boundaries in our relationship in general, of what we feel comfortable, you know, what we're comfortable with. Is it all right I share what our boundaries are?
Yeah.
I guess so.
Oh, what our boundaries are? Okay, sure. I thought you were gonna share like asking what. Maybe we can just share more around like our experience at the play party together, and then also like how we're doing this next play party together based off of that play party. I think that might be more relevant.
Yeah, I think there might be people that are playing this and listening to this, and maybe they've attended a play party or they haven't, but it's like, imagine speaking to them about what's been supportive, maybe what hasn't worked.
And I'll say too, this was maybe a temple event as opposed to a play party, a little bit different, right? Mm-hmm. But, and this was also with the pants or panties on. So it was like a it's like a minimal genital realm temple event. So focus is really
sorry to interrupt. Can you, just for the viewers and people that don't know, can you explain the difference between a temple night?
Well, in my view, temple night is really more of a intentional healing focused gathering. It's not necessarily sexual at all. Generally are very sensual, touch positive, like healing, you know, massage, sensual touch, playing in the realms of sensuality. Temple events can be sexual as well, certainly, but aren't necessarily. I mean, same with play parties too. Maybe they aren't necessarily sexual, but in my head, play parties are a little more loose, not as
intentional, I would say.
Prayerful. Yeah, intentional. Where everybody's kind of setting intentions together, and it's a lot more space for maybe sacredness and kind of a spiritual epiphany, or those like present moment, like those moments of just like just blissful being, and people get really enraptured and like eye gazing and intoning together, making beautiful, you know, most pleasurable sounds that you can create together, right? That's what it's all for me. That's why I go, is so I can make like the most pleasurable sound.
What's your most pleasurable sound?
Oh no, I couldn't really hear that.
Yeah, you're breaking up a little bit.
It's got to be a collaboration, though. It's like, it's when you build sounds together, you know, you're like mirroring each other's like. And people start resonating emotional tones together. And this can happen in a group, you know, groups pretty easily. And with a partner, it can so easily flow into like an empathic experience.
You're cutting out a lot. Are you having trouble hearing him?
Yeah, do you have
Danielle, yeah. We can't hear you or see you. You're cutting out. I think you can, hopefully you can find better connection.
Okay, I'm gonna come closer to the Wi-Fi.
Maybe you can move closer.
Maybe you can go under the kitchen.
Yeah, got it. Yeah, is that a little better?
Yeah. About topic so, play parties.
I was talking on energetic cultivation and energetic orgasmic experiences. Can you hear me, Heather?
I can. Great. Can. Yeah, you sound, you're still a bit fuzzy.
So I turned my camera off. Can you hear me better now?
You want your camera on, better? Though. You want your camera on.
Ah, of course you do. Maybe if you guys mute your mics, it could be better too.
It sounds good now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you sound
cool. Let's just roll for it. Roll with it. So I was talking about energetic cultivation and energy orgasm. So in group, you know, it's like energetic cultivation is, for me, it's when groups of people or partners are mirroring and amplifying each other's like deep emotional tonal grunts and frequencies, right? So you know, we're making these deep emotional like grunts and sounds, and when our partners are mirroring those sounds, it like brings us into this state of oneness. So like, and when we amplify each other's beautiful, you know, deep, pleasurable or grieving sounds. You know, it's all tied together, right? It's like pleasure and grief and sadness are tied together. Can you hear me?
We had just had a comment saying that you can't hear us. Yeah. Can you? Yeah, we'll hear what she says.
Oh, and just, Heather, you can't hear me either?
I can. You're a bit choppy.
We can hear me, okay. But someone just commented that they couldn't hear us, so we're just clarifying from them. But she was also.
If you can hear me, then. If you can hear me, then most people probably can.
Well, she was also asking in the chat if these energetic orgasm experiences are mostly in temples or play parties.
Oh,
and we are
saying them all the time. I'm always rolling through. I'm always rolling through the energy. No matter where I go, I'm like, I have energetic orgasms pretty regularly, and throughout my day. Even.
Let's go back to the play party thing for a moment and talk about like the energetic orgasms in those spaces. And maybe for somebody who's like wondering what that could look like maybe we can give them an example of like an energetic orgasm that we experienced or you experienced at the temple the other night.
Sure. Well, I mean, like you, me, and one of our friends were all like cuddling on the couch, right? And we were just like toning together, right? Sharing like deep emotional grunts and sounds and mirroring each other's sounds. And it just escalates, amplifies and escalates and moves into full body convulsive, like screaming. Our bodies are convulsing and shaking and we're just screaming and like, you know, people might think that people would think that we're having sex. But me, I mean, I wasn't, you know, it was certainly like turned on, I guess, but it was like, it wasn't in my genitals. You know, I didn't have a heart on, you know, it was like pulsing through everything. I, you know, my whole body was convulsing. My whole body was orgiastic, not just my genitals, you know. It's really such more like complete holistic experience, and it's so healing.
It's connected very much to release. To letting go and surrendering, and that sounds like the core energetic orgasm. Because I've experienced other people like screaming, releasing, ceremony, for example, where I'm feeling pleasure and connection, where I'm like, yes, yes, like feel lighter, connected to the collective, and it's beautiful and different than obviously like a penile, vaginal orgasm using stimulant.
It's it's cosmic. Yeah, it's like otherworldly, mm-hmm. or like using psychedelics. You know, it's like you don't need to take drugs to go into those otherworldly states. You know, into those non-ordinary states. You can, you know, use sexual energy, and you know the Taoists. You know, the masters have been teaching techniques for moving sexual energy for vitality, for personal vitality, for thousands of years. It really is, it can be used as a powerful healing tool, you know, and move through our body. And I'll say I do consciously move it through my body too. It's not just something that happens. Hey, what's up, Mom? it's something I consciously move through my system. You know, if I feel the sexual energy building up, it's like I move it up through my chakras. I move it up to my heart and my third eye. With sound is like the most powerful, you know, and like the sounds are the most obvious way to feel like what the resonance is. It's like, oh, this is like really deep and grunty and sexy. And it's like, oh, I kind of would feel more comfortable with a little more like just hearts. Feel safer, maybe with more in more heart space, yeah, but and it'll come back too, you know. So it all comes around again and again. Just keep it cycling.
So cycling.
Yeah, it's sick. So, do you have, if people are just watching, kind of this is all new to some of our listeners, is there a resource that you would suggest to kind of support people connecting to energetic orgasms and putting energy up? Chakras, for me, if I just was hearing this for the first time, I would be like, well, how the heck do I do that? You know, so a book or a podcast or a research that sure. might be supportive for people.
So I will say, when people ask me that question of like, oh, how do I do this? My reply is the only limit in pleasure is our imagination. So if you, let go of the limits of your imagination, you can access realms of pleasure that are, you know, have never been experienced before. The ultimate pleasure, you know, the most pleasurable experience in the universe. You can access those frequencies if you just let go of your imagination. Whether that is full body orgasm or just like the bliss of being. The limits of your imagination are the only limits in pleasure. For me, some of the greatest resources have been Montauk Chia is a Taoist sexuality teacher. His book Multi-Orgasmic Man, and he also does Multi-Orgasmic Woman and Multi-Orgasmic Couple. He has a bunch of other books too. But reading that book, Multi-Orgasmic Man, I know there's lots of other resources like that these days. It's an awesome place to start. So and maybe I'll bring it back to the play parties, pleasure parties. And we chose pleasure parties too because like play parties have, like just for the title of this live stream, play parties tend to have like a, what a very sexual connotation. That's kind of like the first thing you think. My parties are not necessarily that sexual, or like the gatherings that I host with people, generally very sensual, touch positive, healing energy positive, and sometimes there's sexuality for sure, but a lot of it's very just innocent, like playing, you know, playing like children. And sometimes that's like naked playing. Some, you know, it's like my friends. We find ourselves, four of us like lounge, hanging out, playing naked in a little bathtub, you know, or doing you know, full body oil, hot oil massages, you know, and we're all just naked playing, but it's really not sexual. And it's like very playful, just playful and innocent and sweet. Yeah, exactly. It's like playing little kids. Yeah, we're adults. How do adults play? You know, how do we tap into that play space that most of us lost when we were, 10 years old, right? Trying to be cool because we're too cool for it. You know, how do we tap into that? It's really powerful and cathartic and just healing in general. I like to host lots of gatherings at my house. Generally, I like to, I like to host sex positive events. You know, sex is a beautiful thing. I mean, I think it's wonderful and not something to be ashamed of. And I am stoked on any spaces that are sex positive. And generally, I mean, like party at my house, you don't normally see people just having sex in the living room or whatever. It's like people are, it's like just total presence, the total presence and without any expectation. Oh, where is this going? Are we going to go into the other room soon? Or it's like, no, we're like all in this, going for this infinite orgasmic moment, and I guess that might be kind of the difference too between temples and play parties too. It's like maybe the temple events are more focused on like the infinite orgasmic moment, like every moment being a peak experience. And, there's no expectation. This isn't going somewhere. We're not building a relationship necessarily, or maybe, I don't know. But, it's like we're not building up to sex. No, we're just like peaking now, right? In this eye gaze, in this breath, and maybe like a almost in an almost kiss, right? Peak experience in almost kissing. And there's so many ways to have peak experience. I tend to be more like sex specifically. It's mostly reserved for my partner. Maybe some rare situations, I don't know. But like something I prefer to do with somebody that I feel really comfortable with and that I'm like feel secure with and know really well and love, right? Like that makes the best sex. But sensuality is pretty easy for me anyway. Like being sensual, touching, massaging, maybe some like just energetic making sounds together. That's the biggest thing, is like just making sounds together. Like it's so powerful. It's so beautiful.
Thank you so much for sharing all of this. It's just like, it's so refreshing to hear someone talk about sexuality and sensuality in this way. It's honestly so rare and it's so healing just to hear the way that you view it and the way that it can be so innocent, that it really, sensuality is so innocent. It's just the earth. It's just our life force. It's just who we are. And the more that we just embrace that, the more that we embrace our sensual pleasures in every moment, like that eternal orgasm, then the more alive that we fully are living our lives. And I think when we're like holding ourselves back from expressing our sexuality and our sensuality, we're really just resisting being alive. It's like the most natural thing to life. And you could kind of explain how you feel safer like in certain sexual dynamics with like a partner versus group settings and or with other people. And I'm curious to hear, like, you've been to a fair number of different play parties, temple nights, experiences. You also have your own personal parties at your home. So what do you prefer? And like, I don't know, like, what do you prefer? And how do you curate your events based off of your preferences?
So I'll say, I do consider myself like a teacher and somebody that's able to hold space for others. So in like group or like somewhat public temple
spaces. I often find myself holding a lot of space, or like I feel like I need to hold a lot of space in those settings. And so with saying that, I do prefer to just play with my friends and people that I love and know and already feel safe with and who I don't have to hold space for, right? I love being, yeah, so like at my house, you know, I have a couple of friends over and I don't have to hold any space. You know, people know the vibes, people know, yeah, people know me. So I feel a lot more comfortable just with my close friends, really, especially like, yeah, it's like, I think a lot of people probably would feel that way. Mm-hmm. Or maybe some people feel the opposite, right? Where it's like they would not want to be sexual around their friends, but around strangers, maybe it's like, mm-hmm. Oh, okay, that's a little more, like they can let loose a little more. I don't know. Personally, I prefer to be around people that I like, trust and know and love. And I'm not into casual sex for sure, personally. I like to get to know people. I like to know people for a long time. I like to have consistent relationships that are consistent and like with people that I'm gonna know for a long time and go deeper with. And yeah, in group settings too. It's like, I'd rather be with people that I'm like going deep with and know for a long time. And I'm fortunate enough to have a community like that I feel really, you know, safe with and who are, you know, into, you know, sex positive type spaces. Let's see here. And also it's like, I like I said too, I'm like pansensual, but I'm down to be sensual with people that I don't know at all, you know, and make fun sounds. And if there's a resonance and a vibe, it's like, yeah, let's freaking roll. Yeah. Let's amplify each other's pleasure and like go there and ride the wave. But when it comes to sex, I'm like, oh, I don't know. Everybody has so much different meaning around it. And even when it's discussed beforehand, which is, you know, very important to discuss the meaning of your sexual connection along with, like, you know, health and a list of other things, you know, are important to discuss before being sexual with somebody, I think. But I like to do the RBDSMA. Relationship stat, check relationship status, boundary, you know, hard boundaries and body limitations, desires, sexual health, STIs, meaning and aftercare. Like what do you need after a sexual relationship, right? A sexual connection.
Sorry, I'm just remembering the aftercare specific request that I asked you when I first met you, that you definitely followed through on.
It was worth it. It was worth, well worth it. Well worth it. Follow through.
For any listeners, don't be afraid to ask for what you want. Like, ask for what you want. That'll make you feel secure in the connection. It doesn't matter if you think it's crazy and they'll never do it. Like, if they care about you enough, they'll do it.
It makes it much want if you ask for it, and they can smoke, but it's statistically more likely.
Statistically, to way more likely.
It is statistically much higher.
And
this kind of just like brings me back to, I just wanted to like finish answering the question you had asked earlier, Heather, which is like, for anyone that's out there that's watching this as a couple in an open relationship or wants that and wants to explore play parties, but maybe you're like, how do I do that?
Maybe you're monogamous and want to explore play parties too.
Yeah, that's maybe you're monogamous and you want to explore play parties too, of course. So how do you do that and create safety in a relationship? I feel like this is something that I'm learning right now, but like for me, what really helped me to feel safe going into that setting, because I'm not going to lie, like, I was a little nervous because, like, yeah, like we've talked about our boundaries and our desires and our all of this, but like we didn't really specifically talk about this play party. But I feel very safe in our connection. I feel very chosen and we have really clear communication. But there was like a little bit of anxiety that was like hitting me before the experience. I realized in my body like a little bit of like contraction. But something that helped me to feel really safe was Danielle was just like so present with me even like in hours before. It was just holding me and kissing me and just like so like clear in his desire for me. And even when we were like sitting in the opening ceremony, just like there, like clearly like being like, this is my partner. Like we're together. There's like no doubt about it. So then that way when we like opened up into a more exploratory place, I just felt like, okay, like everyone knows that I'm chosen. I feel chosen. And now I actually feel really safe to just explore and like you can go explore. We can kind of do our own things. But then like there'd always be this like moment where we're like checking in. And I can't tell you like on a timer, but it was like, there's just like a certain time where like, maybe you're just like making eye contact. Your partner makes eye contact with you from across the room. And you're just checking in that moment and that eye contact and that embrace of like, you're good, I'm good, okay. Or maybe you're coming in and checking in and he comes and he gives me a hug and a kiss from behind. And he comes and slaps my ass and we're laughing, you know, or maybe he's having an experience with someone dancing and then he like pulls me into their dance and now we're all dancing and we're all laughing. Or I'm spanking my friend with roses and then he comes over and he wants to sit underneath me while I'm getting spanked with roses. Not like any of these, you know, happened or anything, but these are just examples. So like there's this like really beautiful dance that you can have with your partner, right? Where you can like be playing together and then like weaving in and out together. And something that is important in our connection that we both expressed is that if we are feeling this like stronger connection deepening with someone else, that we at least have an invitation. So like we have an opportunity to like be included. So that feels really important for us to be like, hey, babe, do you want to come be a part of what's happening here if we're not already part of it, right? And then that way we feel like we're being invited in and we have the option to choose. And then we don't have to say yes, but at least there's an opening
there. Too, that's a preference too. It's not a boundary, right? It's like, it's a preference for both of us. It's different than a boundary. I think those are, you know, important distinctions to have with people. It's like, and I think it's a preference for both of us on both sides. It's like, oh, if I'm with somebody, I'd rather if Alfina was included, right? And I think you feel the same way. So, I mean, that's really, really awesome. I don't know.
Yeah. Those are just some things that we've been moving through recently that I'm sure could help someone listening.
But oh, and we're talking too about like what do we call them?
For Thursday we're getting clear. Skateboard. Yeah. Okay. Wait, what were you gonna say?
We have two questions I'd love to address and answer.
We also discussed a safe word, like if one of us is in a situation that we don't really want to be in. It's like, get me out of this. A get me out of this situation word.
Or where one person might not feel like safe, like they might be feeling really triggered or hurt. So like a safe word to communicate to the other person, hey, like, can we go and just have a moment to like work through this without being like, I'm feeling triggered in the middle of a play party.
A couple questions here from creating safe spaces. Should we look at those?
Heather has a question too.
I don't have a question. Yeah. I just have an answer.
Do you want to share, Heather?
Anyway. Question, creating safe spaces, what can aftercare look like? What's the range? Aftercare is anything that you need at all that you desire to express with someone that you could potentially be connecting with physically. And for me, it's looked like it's different than different for each partner, but it's been something along the lines of like, I would love a good morning and good evening text message. I would like for you to check in on me in 3 days and ask me how I'm doing, go for a walk in the park together and integrate our experience. I would like to keep the lines of communication open and remain friends. I would like to talk to you again. Whatever feels good for you in that relationship with that person, you get the opportunity to express, and they may say yes, they may say no, but it's just a platform for people to share what taking care of you, physical and experience can be. I hope that lands.
And it can be like, you can ask for a handwritten letter in the mail, and like a love letter, a poem. You can be asked to be taken out on a 5-star fancy date restaurant. Like, the sky's the limit.
You can ask aftercare could just be directly after the experience. Hey, after we physically connect, I would like for you to hold me for, you know, 15
and then never
minutes.
Talk to me again.
I would like a massage. Just kidding.
Could be, it could be.
Everyone,
it could be like, I don't want to have any contact.
Yeah.
After that
can be either way.
We'll have that type of thing too. Yeah.
And
yeah, it's all like whatever works for you is what works for you, and it's you. And if you don't share it, that person doesn't have the opportunity to meet it. So, well, to please share your aftercare needs. It is
really
a game changer.
Game and you're not like waiting around, like wondering, like, are they gonna do this? Are they gonna do this? It's just like you're clear from the beginning, and it feels really clean and really fulfilling.
But these questions can be a little awkward too to ask, you know, like when you're all feeling all. It can be awkward to like, okay, let's discuss all this logistical stuff around our sexuality. A lot of people just don't know any of the answers to, so it can be a little tricky too. You know, ideally it's something that you discuss, so like kind of casually throughout the day or something is how I like to do it, or like you discuss it casually throughout an evening, and then you know, then get to a point where you feel safe with the person, you know, these key things can make it feel much safer. But some people just are stoked on it. Yeah. I don't know, me, if somebody wants to bring this stuff up, I'm just like, oh, sweet. Yeah, let's like just go over them all. Yeah, great, real quick or whatever. And other people, it's like really off-putting. So I don't know, I've definitely had lovers that are kind of like, oh, why are you getting all in your head? I was all like, in my kinesthetic body, and right, it's like, okay, well, we'll get there, we'll get back there, and sometimes we don't, and that's okay too, you know.
You just desire to have this conversation with someone else. That could be an indicator that maybe they're not like someone you want to work. Like, it can be a source of information, and it's really a conversation for me if there's alignment, because there's a really component of it, like I forget that word.
RBDSMA. RBDSMA. Such a weird acronym.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Letters up, but it's perfect. But the experience mean, and if someone's like, this means I want to have your babies, and the other person's like, this means nothing to me, and I want experience, like that's an opportunity to be like, hey, this actually doesn't feel in alignment. I'm really happy we had a conversation. I release you. So yeah, it's like, it's so much more like, okay, this is a fact of the fact that we're definitely going to, it's also an exploratory space to see if you actually want to engage with someone and share your energy. So yeah, I found it really sexy. Like the conversation I had, the first one I had was hot. It was like a 2-hour conversation, crying and like, sharing so vulnerably, and yeah, it was really beautiful for me, and I loved it. I love the clarity. Truth is hot. Communication is hot. It's such a mm-hmm. give it to me.
Also, I just want to answer this other question that we had about if there's single men at these play parties. She said it sounds like there's a lot of single women and couples. There's definitely, at every play party temple night I've been to, I almost feel like there's higher ratio of single men than anyone else.
Usually organizers will try and keep balanced numbers, balanced male and female numbers also. But that's pretty common.
Yeah, I think it depends. Party, like there's clubs and spaces and variety of cities around the world that are open to the public, and I have a higher level of energy. But I think that in other play party spaces I've experienced, or pleasure party spaces, it's been a pretty equal scale of men and women, if not more women, to be honest.
Yeah, different people, different parties have different invitation schemes. Some of them are like women can bring a guest, things like that. That's a common one, right? It's like, you can only come if you're invited by a woman.
Yeah.
That's
true. You better dominate the temple nights there. Yeah.
I think that's a common one. I think that's really helpful. Let's see here. You guys have any more questions for me? I was like, there's something else I was wanting to, share kind of how these gatherings got started at my house was really with massage parties. So we would just put everybody's name in a randomized, I had like an app that just randomizes everyone's name, or pull names out of a hat, right? And then everybody gets 10 minutes on the massage table. And so we have like multiple hand massage, everybody's giving massage, everybody was receiving massage, everybody gets a 10 or 15 minute massage, depending on how many people there are, right? We time it out. And then we pull another name out. And by the end, everybody just is just massaging each other, and half the people are naked, and it's just like everybody's just massaging each other. There's, you know, a couple different spots people are receiving massage. I have like, I don't know, I have like a vibrating massage table. It's really extra fun. But like again, by the end, everybody's just like kind of cuddle puddle massage pile. Everybody's just massaging everybody, right? And it's really, whose leg is this? I don't know. Who cares, right? It's just a leg that I'm massaging.
And, oh yeah.
I think that evolved a lot too with like Betty Wilson's is it Betty Wilson? I'm blanking, 3 minute game, Wheel of Consent, you know, is like a exploration into giving. What it feels to give energy, what it feels to take energy, and how it feels also in receiving those things. And there's like activities around that. 3 minute game activity is just so powerful way to explore boundaries, especially in groups, explore boundaries and explore our ability to ask for our desires. And to say no and to receive no's as well. So I recommend learning about the 3 minute game, learning about the Wheel of Consent. As well, it's like such a powerful way to explore intimacy. And it's really fun in groups too. I just remember such ecstatic experiences in groups, other guys, other women, just mind-blowing things
that like when there were the three lionesses devouring me.
That sounds great. I mean, I'm thinking of one in particular time where I was being lifted up in the air by one of my strong guy friends. He was like holding me up in the air while my partner at the time was like just touching me sensually all over my body, you know. and it's just like such a awesome memory. It was so ecstatic. I just remember laughing so hard.
I wanted to ask ask you too, like you mentioned, like the power of sexuality being so healing and sensuality being so healing. And you briefly talked about helping with like a neurological disorder that you have. And I'm just curious, like, we only have like 10 minutes or so left, but maybe in just like five minutes or less, just sharing like how, since you've been opening up these pleasure parties and having these experiences, like how that's been healing for you, maybe physically, mentally, and spiritually.
Well, like physically, the healing effects are just really obvious for me. So I have tics and twitches, but when I'm in this sensual, erotic, or just playful present space, I don't have any symptoms. I don't have any tics. And it's kind of like a full release, like a total release. So super healing for me. Just like, it's so obviously obvious physiologically how healing it is. And community dynamics, it just makes me, you know, it's healing for my community. It just makes me feel close to my community. Like I have a really, really strong support network and group of people who I really trust and feel really, really comfortable with, whether that's talking about difficult subjects or health issues or whatever it is, people that I just feel really, really comfortable with. It's so powerful. It's real, you know, so healing for nourishing for communities. Spiritually, I'd say it helps me feel really just empowered and like and radiant and confident. It's, you know, it really helps my confidence, helps me to feel at ease and with who I am and how I am, and just, you know, being myself. And like when we're ourselves with and let like sexual energy course through without being attached to where it's going, it's just so magnetic and attractive to everybody. So it's like the more we free ourselves up in these types of things, the more we attract pleasurable experience, honestly. It's like, and the more magnetic and attractive we become, so it just kind of like amplifies and attracts more pleasure, more beauty of that kind, the more we just allow it and embrace it and you know, are willing to dive in. And it can attract our help us to, I believe, help us to attract our, like, you know, real resonant matches as well. Mm-hmm. You know, it just like puts us in a position where we're receptive and ready and attractive and magnetizing what we want in life in general, honestly. It just amplifies our magnetism.
Sex magic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Woo. I feel like we could literally just talk for hours and hours and hours, three of us, about this. But for those of you who just maybe are catching the second half of this, we're Cis Society. We have these taboo talks every week, Wednesday, live, where we talk about a different taboo topic. This month it's been play parties, pleasure parties, group sexual, sensual experiences. And we just had a lovely conversation with Danielle Levy. You can watch this full recording on our highlight, also on our Cis YouTube page now. Super exciting. So if you don't watch Instagram, you can use YouTube now. And I want to end this video with just giving you so much gratitude, Danielle, just for you being. You being is just such a gift in itself. And I would love to have you share a little bit more about how viewers can connect to you and connect to your services and your offerings as well after this conversation.
Cool. Yeah. So again, I'm Danielle. You can find me on Instagram and Telegram. DNA Levity is my username. Follow Humandalas, our intention setting activities for groups, and villages.io is a community currency platform. You can learn all, you can check out all of my projects at dnalevity.com. It has a list of all my projects, all my offerings. I live on the Big Island of Hawaii. If you come out to Puna, send me a message. I'd love to connect.
I'm gonna come visit you in Puna.
Come soon, Mama.
Yes, please.
And we can link your other profiles in this description as well, so people can find your other projects too.
Thank you.
Do you have any final comments, Heather or Danielle?
For me, gratitude. Thank you, Danielle, for your insight, for your heart, for your vulnerability, both of you. Your team, and be learning through your experiences. And yeah, I love you both so much. Thank you, everyone, for joining. Sis wouldn't be sis without you, so stay tuned. And each of you means to us. And please reach out questions or you want to get more involved with the community. We have a community app, and we'd love to see you there. Is there as your first. And yeah, Danielle.
I just love what you guys are doing, and I support you, and I'm stoked to be involved. And yeah, stoked to bring these taboo topics to the surface, so we don't have to feel all uncomfortable and ashamed. Because these things are beautiful. Sensuality, intimacy, and sexuality is beautiful and healing.
Yes. Better out. Better out.
Heaven on earth. The heaven on earth is different.
Healing and powerful and beautiful and wonderful. It should be celebrated.
What are we from? We're literally made of sexual. We're built of orgasm. Something to feel in.
Right. We are created by orgasms, people.
You're making. Hello.
Thank you all so much.
Thank you
for inviting me.
I just love your beautiful heart-gasming perspective of the world and of each other. It's so gorgeous and so touching and deeply resonant.
It's all a song. The only limit is our imagination. The only limit to our pleasure is our imagination. That's my closing point.
Well, end it on that, folks. So much love, all of you. Mwah, mwah, mwah.
Namaste.
Love you.
Love you.
Bye.